This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, April 26th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching us on YouTube at 5 in 10, the address, please subscribe, share, click the button for notifications, and then we'll tell you how to guarantee we never get canceled. We'll do that after the break. Item number 5 for this week, our Friday 5, that is, of course, failing to learn the lessons of history, dooming us to repeat them. We've seen this week video showing pro-Palestinian student protesters setting up an encampment at Columbia University's campus. They formed a human chain, this viral video showing a human chain to literally push Jewish students, they called Zionists, off campus. This is reminiscent of what happened at the University of Vienna in 1938, which was, of course, the year of Kristallnacht and the beginning of the real intense persecution of the Jews in Hitler's Germany. We've also seen incidents over the past couple of weeks where pro-Palestinian or pro-Hamas protesters are disrupting critical infrastructure, shutting down airport terminals, blocking bridges, causing major traffic congestion on highway arteries, blocking people who may have emergencies that they're trying to get to, like ambulance services. Anyway, this begs the question, what the heck does this have to do with the people in Gaza? The poor, starving children who are being pushed out of the way by the Israelis, what does this have? Of course, the answer to that question is nothing. It has nothing to do with it. Who's funding the chaos? That's another good question. Did you notice that the student encampment in Columbia was made up of matching tents? Matching tents. Who paid for those? Who paid for the signs? Again, what does all of this have to do with trying to support the people of Gaza? The answer is nothing. It is similar to the Black Lives Matter protests 4 years ago when we saw all those fiery but mostly peaceful protests across the country causing more damage, according to insurance industry records, than any series of protests in American history, even after inflation is adjusted and factored in. This is a Marxist movement with one goal: crash the U.S. economy, destroy personal liberty, and basically destroy our way of life. I will say again, what we are seeing on the streets of America today is very much like 1938 Germany, or maybe even 1917 Russia. Topic number 4, George Orwell is calling. He was maybe a little early in his predictions, but the United States Congress apparently adopting the idea that we need to destroy democracy to save it. And I understand we are technically a representative republic. You get what I'm saying, though. We need to take away freedom in order to protect freedom, in other words. Early the morning of April 20th, the U.S. Senate passed the FISA reauthorization bill that directly and specifically violates the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. Warrantless federal government searches of every American's private papers, effects, emails, electronic data records, cell phone calls, contact lists, text messages, buying habits, purchases, banking records, social media posts, direct messages, private communications, and every keystroke on every electronic device that you own. The United States government just gave itself the power to do that. Let's forget about that pesky little Fourth Amendment, which, as I mentioned earlier this week, the Supreme Court has not even ruled on this because they've decided that because this warrantless surveillance extends to every American, all 360 million of us, no single American has standing to challenge it in court. Yes, we know it violates the Constitution, but because it affects everybody, it's fine. Frankly, I'm stunned. By the way, just a heads up, if you're watching this program, you're probably on a list somewhere. In addition to that, as part of the package of legislation that went through Congress this past weekend, signed into law by the president on Wednesday, House Speaker Mike Johnson threw in another version of the so-called TikTok ban. It's been called a TikTok ban. That's how it's being reported by the corporate media, but it's not a TikTok ban. The actual purpose of that bill is to give Joe Biden and to every future American president the power to shut down any website they don't like by simply declaring that it's controlled by a foreign adversary. We don't like this commentary on Skywatch TV We think it's controlled by the Volusians, whoever they are. Seriously, that's what's in this bill. It's controlled by a foreign adversary, therefore we can shut it down. This is America in 2024. The people we have elected to represent us in Congress voted for this. Thankfully, not our representative here in Southwest Missouri, but a majority of the rest of the country's representatives did. And so here we are. Moving on. Topic number three, Ukraine. Yes, this has been a banner week for the United States Congress. Former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul summarized the bill that passed through the House over the weekend, passed the Senate earlier this week, signed into law Wednesday, the bill to send another $60 billion to Ukraine in an op-ed piece published on Tuesday. Quote, "It was a total victory for the war party. The huge spending bill is all about politics for Biden, yet so many Republicans simply went along with it. The last thing the people running Biden's White House want to see as a close election approaches are ads blaming Biden for losing Ukraine. The U.S. and its allies have already spent over $300 billion to Ukraine. The country is still losing its war to Russia. Nobody believes another $60 billion will pull a victory from the jaws of defeat. But this additional money is meant to keep up appearances until November at the expense of Americans who are forced to pay for it and Ukrainians who are forced to die for it." What he said. We also told you this week that on Saturday, the House passed the Repo Act, allowing the Biden administration to confiscate about $6 billion in Russian assets currently frozen due to sanctions levied against Russia after they invaded Ukraine 2 years ago. Russia, as we told you, has a similar amount in European funds frozen in its banks that it will probably seize. We're already seeing the other shoe drop because Russia also has a bunch of American assets on deposit. A Russian court has ordered the seizure of funds in J.P. Morgan Chase bank accounts in Russia. This occurred Tuesday. This lawsuit was filed by the state-owned bank VTB, Russian state-owned bank, trying to regain funds that it's losing overseas. Now, last week, J.P. Morgan Chase filed a suit in New York against VTB to stop its efforts to get back about $440 million from a frozen account. The Russian court said it ordered the seizure of all funds in J.P. Morgan bank accounts in Russia, including correspondent accounts and those opened in the name of a subsidiary. If American lawmakers thought there'd be no consequences to this, they were mistaken. Topic number two, erasing women. The other big news this week, the Biden administration redefining what it means to be a woman. Title IX, legislation passed by Congress years ago, intended to protect women from discrimination on the basis of sex. By simply redefining sex as meaning gender identity, the Biden administration has erased protection for women and is now protecting men who say they're women, granting them access to, in any educational institution funded by the federal government, access to women's spaces, places where women would normally be protected from dudes in dresses. Again, this is America in 2024. We have, as a nation, fallen victim to a spiritual wickedness that only Christ himself can fix. Coming up, climate change. It disproportionately affects people in same-sex relationships. I'll bet you didn't know that. I'll explain next on the Friday Five.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today, is there anything that climate change can't ruin? Apparently not. New study from UCLA says that same-sex couples are at greater risk of exposure to the adverse effects of climate change than straight couples. These effects include, and I quote, wildfires, floods, smoke-filled skies, and drought. Why is this true, you might ask? Well, according to the study, same-sex couples disproportionately live in coastal cities, which are more vulnerable, they say, to such disasters. They also more likely to live in areas with poor infrastructure and worse built environments. Places like Washington, D.C., which is the number one city in America for the proportion of same-sex couples, or San Francisco, which ranks second. Poor infrastructure, worse built environments. That's what you call living in a city run by Democrats. I'm sorry to say it, but sadly, it is true. This is a fact of life, and while it may be the reason that they are more likely to be impacted by climate change, I doubt that that's going to be enough to convince them to move to, say, here in the rural Ozarks. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, is still available. You get 90 days access to cutting-edge information from the likes of Tom Horn, his final presentation for Skywatch TV, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Rabbi Zev Porat, Dr. Judd Burton, Ryan Peterson, and many others. You also get access as a free bonus to all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries, including the jaw-dropping Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. That's based on Tom Horn's, mind-blowing Wormwood Prophecy book. Take advantage of this now. 90 days access, instant access, no less. And you'll find it all at defenderconference.com. Defenderconference.com. This week, we continue and actually wrap up our 4-week investigative series on the new book, Summoning the Demon, about the role of artificial intelligence and as it relates to end times Bible prophecy. Yes, tech has a role to play in end times Bible prophecy. This is the final book by Tom Horn, written in collaboration with his kids, Joe Artis Horn and Allie Anderson, both brilliant in their own right. This is, again, this is valuable information because it really shows how Bible prophecy is relevant to us today. What role will AI play in the summoning of Antichrist? Don't miss the programs. You'll find them all at skywatchtv.com, which is where you'll find all of our video content. You'll also find it right now online at rumble.com/SkywatchTV, Apple TV, Roku, or better yet, cancel-proof yourself by downloading our free mobile app. This brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with many other features, including an audio Bible with multiple translations, calendar of our upcoming events, and more. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.